Brian Sexton here with Taven Bryan at Texas Stadium, well, AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Tell us what you're thinking. You were sitting in that room. You mentioned that you were the last guy in there, one of the last guys in there, waiting for your name to be called. What was that like?
It was nerve-wracking, definitely. You know, you're sitting there, you're seeing people go, and, you know, you're just kind of waiting. You're waiting for a call, and, you know, no call happens, and they call the next team, and it gets you.
Mock drafts are mock for a reason. No one knows what's going to happen. But you had been associated with some other teams earlier in the first round. Did you have an idea that the Jaguars had you on their radar screen?
You know, honestly, I didn't think you guys would pick me at all because, I mean, you guys already have a bunch of great players, you know, a bunch of Pro Bowlers, a bunch of great athletes. And, you know, I honestly didn't see it coming at all. I saw the Jaguars. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get picked, you know, so.
Well, both Tom Coughlin and Dave Caldwell told the media in Jacksonville that they spent some time with you, that they thought they knew what you were all about. Do you recall your time spending with them?
It was good. Yeah, I remember spending some time with them, and, you know, they're great guys, and, you know, I enjoyed the time there, and I'm really, really glad I went down and hung out and, you know, really got to know them.
So if you didn't think you were coming to Jacksonville, what did you think when they said the Jaguars select Taven Bryan?
It was a crazy moment, you know. I almost teared up, and I'm not a big crier or anything like that. It was definitely surreal. I'm very happy about it.
People are going to read about you tomorrow. They're hearing about you tonight. You can play inside. You can play outside. You came on late in your career, one-year starter at Florida, who developed. Give us a sense of what people can expect from you.
I mean, they can expect a guy that's going to be accountable. You know, I'll admit when I'm wrong, when I mess up, when I don't do something right. I'll do that to the fans. I'll be a good dude. You're never going to see me in trouble. And I'll just do the best I can to help the team out.
So you come from Casper, Wyoming. Pick up the nickname Wyoming Wild Man, and now you stay in Florida. What do you think about that?
That's crazy, crazy. I never thought it'd be like that, but, you know, world's crazy, so.
Big smile on your face. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.